Brennan had no doubt that Jobs was the father. She had not been involved with Greg or any other men at the time. Was he lying to himself, or did he not know that he was the father? I just think he couldn't access that part of his brain or the idea of being responsible, Kottke said. Elizabeth Holmes agreed. He considered the option of parenthood and considered the option of not being a parent, and he decided to believe the latter. He had other plans for his life. There was no discussion of marriage. I knew that she was not the person I wanted to marry, and we would never be happy, and it wouldn't last long, Jobs later said. I was all in favor of her getting an abortion, but she didn't know what to do. She thought about it repeatedly and decided not to, or I don't know that she ever really decided. I think time just decided for her. Brennan told me that it was her choice to have the baby. He said he was fine with an abortion, but never pushed for it. Interestingly, given his own background, he was adamantly against one option. He strongly discouraged me putting the child up for adoption, she said. There was a disturbing irony. Jobs and Brennan were both 23, the same age that Joanne Schaible and Abdul Fattah Jandali had been when they had Jobs. He had not yet tracked down his biological parents, but his adoptive parents had told him some of their tale. I didn't know then about this coincidence of our ages, so it didn't affect my discussions with Chris Ann, he later said. He dismissed the notion that he was somehow following his biological father's pattern of getting his girlfriend pregnant when he was 23, but he did admit that the ironic resonance gave him pause. When I did find out that he was 23 when he got Joanne pregnant with me, I thought, whoa.